This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are one completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, the 15th day of November, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We've got some big guests lined up as well today, but first, wow. There were not one, not two, but three different articles in the New York Times yesterday basically saying that I'm a conspiracy theorist and that globalism doesn't even exist. Not to mention world government or corporate world government, but that globalism is made up in my mind. And the New York Times said it, so it must be true. And Stephen Bannon is insane, the new head of the White House under Trump, the guy that plots the course. Everybody else then, I guess, steers it. This is a new level of over-the-top brainwashing. Meanwhile, Business Insider, Obama on Trump's election. We have to guard against a rise in a crude sort of nationalism. So nationalism bad, global government good, but doesn't exist, just like death panels on Obamacare. This is the mind control. So I thought today we'd go back and pull several dozen clips of world leaders calling globalism a move to world government and global governance. We're going to have the definitions on screen for TV viewers, for radio listeners. We're going to read them on air, and we're going to have a little study time, kind of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for the New York Times and scores of other publications. But if you wanted to know their response to this rout of globalism, they're going to announce we're all insane racist, and it doesn't exist. So if you don't want foreign corporations ruling your life, you're a racist. Now, here they are attacking Trump, saying we're all racist. Here it is.
Nor, he said, had he heard about reports of racial slurs and personal threats against African Americans, Latinos, and gays by some of his supporters.
I'm very surprised to hear that. I hate to hear that.
But you do hear it.
I don't hear it.
I saw one or two instances. On social media?
But I think it's a very small amount. Again, I think it's
the
media.
Do you want to say anything to those people?
I would say don't do it. That's terrible. Because I'm going to bring this country together.
They're harassing Latinos, Muslims.
I am so saddened.
By the way, they put this video out. Stop it. But I want to take it and re-release it.
If it helps.
Right here, over Trump, showing the group of Mexican men beating up the white lady. This video isn't even hardcore enough.
There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world. You voted Trump! You voted Trump!
By the way, CNN says that's not a racial attack. He's attacked because he's white. He's a Trump supporter, but that's okay, because he doesn't exist. The media trying to create a race war.
Since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your shit and get out.
By the way, this isn't even the most hardcore footage. We're going to put another one of these out that shows violence up front, then Trump, then Dean Moore. The guys did a great job on this, but it's nothing. It's nothing compared to all the racism and hatred and communism and idiocy and ignorance.
Female student attacks sophomore Jade Armenia.
This girl comes up to me and she says, do you hate Mexicans? And I was like, no. And she said, you support Trump. You hate Mexicans.
All this is pure tribalism.
Let me get all that too.
True. How is he racist?
How?
Yeah.
F***ing Trump.
America!
These are totally millennial people. Literal babies.
Stop it.
He just stopped, by the way, all over the United States, here at UT, but all over the country. They're handing out Play-Doh and coloring books and saying come in for counseling over the election to make the students even more mentally ill and deficient.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's compare the Liberty Movement that we were just surveying there in that three-year-old promo where we basically lay out our Declaration of Independence Part 2 against the globalists to a cross-section that I played in the first segment of the people out protesting against the election of Donald J. Trump, a bunch of hysterical arrested development babies who over 100 major universities that I have listed here in the last week have handed out coloring books, Play-Doh, and yes, I found several that are even giving them pacifiers. You have to understand, though, they're not joking. They want you to be arrested development, and the government is your mommy and your daddy. This is the plan. I've told you this for years, but they're not playing around. They're not playing games. Now in business, they're saying, don't even tell an employee that they're doing something wrong. That's a trigger. This is how you sabotage a country so you can't compete with China, where people chain their children up by the millions every day at power poles and light poles outside the factories, work 16 hours on average, and then come out and have one meal a day in a shipping container and then crap directly into rivers. The government could produce plumbing for them. They could have them in nice housing. They have entire cities that are completely empty that the elites own that are just sitting there empty as they use the farmer population that they're forcing off the land as total slaves. And if you call for the Chinese to not be total slaves, you are supposedly anti-Chinese. It is so incredibly cold-blooded. But let's compare the Liberty Movement and folks in the Trump rally to the dirty, ugly, stupid, lazy, disgusting, hateful, 300-pound toddlers. Here it is.
America!
Stop it.
Total mental illness. But this is done by design. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly is out in a big interview saying, this is the year of the bully. Leftism, political correctness, everything about it is nothing but pure, absolute bullying. She acted like a horrible bully in those debates. She is a bully. She's misrepresented everything. DrudgeReport.com is linked to it. Exclusive Fox anchor Megyn Kelly describes scary, bullying year of the Trump. But going back to Drudge with the headline, it comes down to this. It's the year of her being full of bull. That has a double entendre because I have described, others have, Trump as a bull. The man is a bull. I don't go off horoscopes, but they say there's something to it, I guess. I guess I'm an Aquarius, bring and change the world. But what is the sign of Trump? I don't even know that. Is he a bull? Because, I mean, the guy is the living embodiment of a bull. He goes to these big press dinners, dozens of them last year and a half, and they all laugh at him, call him names, call him ugly, say he's stupid. He just sits there proudly taking it. And I got to say, my kinship to Trump is this. When I know I'm right, you could have a billion people laughing at me, and it means nothing. It means nothing. It means zero. Because I know the truth, and I'm here trying to change their minds and actually lift them up. Okay, Trump being elected has already paid off, and then it's discredited the mainstream media, discredited the pollsters, discredited the whole corrupt system, brought the idea of Americanism, not globalism, us running our own affairs, back to the fore. And that said, here it is. He talked to Putin yesterday. There's basically a transcript of the discussion released by the Russians and the United States. It's identical. DEFCON nuclear threat reduced to safest level following Donald Trump victory. It went from death condition or defense condition 3 back to 5, and it was reportedly secretly already at defense condition 2. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's out of the express.co.uk. Meanwhile, Trump and Putin, we will destroy ISIS together. And he says he looks forward to working with Russia and the Russian people and having a great relationship. Trump and Putin vow to tackle ISIS together as they hold breakthrough talks after billionaire's election. So we're going to be getting into all that. Meanwhile, George Soros met with all of his cohorts over the weekend in D.C. to figure out the new attack, and the answer came. Redouble all the standard efforts, race baiting, divide and conquer, flooding the borders, collapsing the nation, everything they always do. So that's coming up. We're also going to look at the latest attack on free speech they're now launching. Google, Facebook moved to, quote, restrict fake news and fake ads. Oh, really? 9 times out of 10, the fake ads I see in the fake news is from the Democratic Party and the Soros crowd. That's a Reuters story. Remember Amy Schumer? I just picked this on Sunday as a case point example. Put out a fake headline with a fake newspaper from the past with trimming around it with yellowed paper to fool you, with Trump saying how dumb he thinks conservatives are and how much he hates you. She later at the bottom of the article, which she knows only 10% statistically would actually get down that far, that it's, quote, fake and isn't a real quote. So she can't be sued, she thinks. This is the essence of organized fraud. Oh, but don't worry. The very same group now that engaged in all this deception and then allowed, you know, for years, kill Donald Trump Facebook pages with hundreds of thousands of likes, they're now going to restrict free speech, they're announcing today. Twitter's announcing it as well. But let me get to the big news here. We've got one of the top experts in the world on global government joining us, William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine. I got interviewed by the New York Times yesterday, and in the last 6 months they've called many times. I have not called them back, not because I'm being arrogant or powerful. I told the lady, I said, listen, I don't want to be used as a prop for you to then write some article acting like you're really a journalist. The New York Times is one of the most deceptive outfits out there, only behind the Washington Post. And I said, but I'll talk to you for 20 minutes, and I did. She didn't write an article that I saw, but 3 others got written. It sounded like she was in a beehive of talking to people and, you know, typing. And she wanted to know about my conversation with Donald Trump on Friday. But then there's all these other articles. Just look at these. Again, and I'm not going to cover this because I'm in it. I'm going to cover this because it illustrates everything we're up against on every front, whether it's health care or sovereignty or taxes, the total wall of deception. Globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. Now, globalism is the admitted planetary system being set up. Davos calls it globalism. The EU calls it globalism. State Department calls it globalism. That's the world system. So this is like saying Alex Jones has a theory that a thing called the Pacific Ocean exists. Or Alex Jones has a theory that there's something called the continent of Australia. Alex Jones has a conspiracy theory that there's a species of shark called Great White. Or he has a theory that there is a species called the, you know, Great Hammerhead. We're talking about things that exist. It's kind of like Gibbs, the Obama's former press secretary, said, listen, I was told years after the Predator drone kill program existed, everybody knows it's real, all over the news, to come out and say it doesn't exist. They all start laughing. Or, oh, if you like your daughter, you can keep it. Ha, 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 that was a good one. Tell them another one. They are still doing this hoping they can con the public back into a trance and hoping or just never let the debate get to, hey, we don't want globalism. They just keep going, excuse me, don't know what that is. Don't confuse. It's like a stonewall. But that's, there are three articles in the New York Times, but a whole bunch of others all over the media saying it doesn't exist. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. And, oh, by the way, we're all racist. So that's all they've got. Like, we don't want to be under global government. Shut up, racist. It doesn't exist. Go with that.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Has even tried it on the wine spread much too long.
Much too long. Yeah. Babylon System.
Babylon System is the vampire.
The global government system that doesn't exist. sucking the children's blood. Oh, look, it's out of Boca TV. The NSA wants to track with little chips everything drones that are sold in stores do. Just like all your cell phones since the 96 Telecommunications Act have tracker chips. I told folks about it at the time. It was actually in the congressional budget. I had experts on, but, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No such thing. But now they can basically take over the drones. And this is what the Panopticon technocracy is about, in MIT's own words, is everything wired into a global system they control. And in one New York Times article yesterday, where they again just say, I'm imagining all this, there's quotes where I say it's a global government calling itself a technocracy with digital embedded platform systems in all telecommunications, all appliances to track and trace and control everything we do. It is the ultimate form of slavery. And then they go, wow, the imagination of this guy. I'm quoting the Davos Group. I'm quoting MIT. I'm quoting the NSA whistleblowers. I have the former technical head on every month. He's been in studio. We went out to dinner, and there were literal spies following us. Oh, but the New York Times tells you it doesn't exist. And don't get into it. Don't look at it, or we'll call you racist. Don't go over there. Don't say you don't want Obamacare. Everyone knows racists are lying and saying it's not free. Well, here's the good news. It doesn't work anymore. Now, I said NSA, the way they pitch it is AT&T and NASA to build national drone tracking system. Oh, but as we go back, telecommunications companies are basically run by the NSA and they hardwire the systems in. That all came out via Snowden. But that was already in the Telecommunications Act of 96. That's when it really went ubiquitous system-wide. The company wants to protect drones from hackers. Oh, thank God, with back doors in it. That's why it's also in my news stack today from the Associated Press that, oh, back doors put in chips and cell phones by the government over decades fell into the hands of the communist Chinese. Oh, like Hollywood's falling into the hands. Like the Panama Canal's falling into the hands. Like the defense industries are falling into the hands. Oh, it's falling into the hands. Wonder why? Because a global deal was made more than 30 years ago. And Donald Trump knows about it. He's trying to ally with Russia. They came out in the meeting and said, we're allying with Russia to stop China. And now the traitors in our government are flipping out, going, he doesn't know what he's doing. You better back off. You better stop right now, Trump. Now, listen, you can do whatever you want, but you're not gonna not have a war with Russia. Is that understood right now? China's our friend. They've only got a military 5 times bigger than Russia's. They've only got bases everywhere. We only sold out to them, Trump. It was a great deal. We all get to sit on the boards of these big corporations with all those slaves over there now. Now, you don't try that, huh? Trump's like, I'm going to wake the American people up, just like Brexit in the UK and Europe. We're going to get out of this. No, you're not. We're going to say it doesn't exist. So next hour, I'm going to show clip after clip of world leaders saying global governance, global government, the TPP and NAFTA and GATT for global governance, the definitions. So you'll have that video to send to people and say, world government's being set up and Trump's trying to block it, and that's why they're so pissed. But, oh, look, here's Obama. Obama on Trump's election, we have to guard against a rise in a crude sort of nationalism. So he goes with an olive branch to Obama. He's nice. He goes with an olive branch to Congress and everybody else. And what's their response? They're all, including Republicans, stabbing him in the back 24-7. Lou Dobbs is right, saying he cannot trust the ultimate weasel. And that, of course, is Paul Ryan and his baby, Galactic Weasel, is his name. That's Rich Priebus. But that's what's going on. And so, meeting with world leaders, Obama warned today of the need to guard. We must guard against not the rise of the military-industrial complex, not globalism, but no. The rise of nationalism, both at home and abroad, during a press conference in Greece, 1 week after the election of Donald Trump, alongside Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, if I pronounced that right, who, of course, came in claiming he'd stop the takeover that appointed a bunch of globalists in charge. So, what they're doing is the same old deal. Demonizing nationalism, saying it's racist, saying it's evil, that your foreign banks can't come in and loot you like a third world country. But then meanwhile, Populism takes over the world. Bloomberg. Oh, the great threat. Noam Chomsky. The Republican Party has become the most dangerous organization in world history. That they might actually have self-determination and not be under global fascism and the whole fake left that apologizes for it while claiming they're critical of it. Meanwhile, a Trump doctrine, America first. How horrible. But globalism doesn't exist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts.
And here's our president just a few hours ago in Greece at a press conference telling us he's discovered the enemy, the big threat. And guess who it is? Not the multinational corporations, not the globalists that are openly announcing world government. No, no, no. It's nation states, which we keep telling people the globalists are here to shut down nation states and attacking nationalism, but simultaneously that doesn't exist, but it does exist. And so here's the president telling us about the grave threat.
I do believe, separate and apart from any particular election or movement, that we are going to have to guard against a rise in a crude sort of nationalism or ethnic identity or tribalism that is built around an us and a them. And I will never apologize for saying that the future of humanity and the future of the world is going to be defined by what we have in common, as opposed to those things that separate us and ultimately lead us into conflict.
Now, that's Radio Free Europe. That's captured Europe by the OECD, by the multinational robber baron coalition that took over at the end of World War II. It's declassified. That's who oversaw our elections and tried to steal them, but it failed. And there is the president, knowing full well George Soros, and it's in the WikiLeaks, admit we're going to create racial divides. We're going to play groups off against each other. We're going to send groups of black people into Trump rallies to make it look like a race war. And so we should take the clip of everything they say and then just put behind it the WikiLeaks and put behind it the clips of all these groups spewing racism and kill the cops and kill Whitey, or you look like Trump because you're white. I'm going to beat you up. This is what's being pushed. And listen, that's a cue to listeners and viewers. You want to win this war. We're already beginning to win, but we're in the middle of the war right now. I don't have the crew to do this. I'm running back there during breaks, directing two or three editors. It was like five editors, but several of them are working on other stuff, to take these videos and start adding things to them because they go viral and millions of people see it, and we just show the hypocrisy. But you've got to show them saying there's no global government and then show the very same people calling for global government. You've got to show Obama saying Obamacare will be free and then showing it's not free. You have to remind people because the general public has goldfish memories, but you can deprogram them. And it's starting to happen. But I need viewers and listeners when I make these cues on air. This is a war. This isn't a radio show or TV show. This is an emergency transmission. Why the military listens, this is why the police listen, it's why foreign governments listen, because I address this as it is, a culture war with globalists taking over. We need a unified culture of truth and justice and due process and unity and free association and coming together. They're the ones creating a race-based culture and religion-divided culture in the broken strategy of balkanization known by British intelligence as the Great Game. I'm giving you all terms you can go look up and learn about. Go study the British Great Game. Or divide and conquer under the Romans. And then you go to WikiLeaks and they use the terms divide and conquer to, quote, keep us dumb. They go on and say, we're in deep trouble. They're not staying asleep. We're going to have to use demographic warfare. Demographic warfare is race war. So he's up there as a referee going, hey, whoa, whoa. If you oppose globalism, which doesn't exist according to the New York Times, if you want nationalism, then you basically are a racist. This is what they're selling, the idea that you got to open your borders, everybody around the world, give them free stuff, or you're a racist. And all they're trying to do is conquer the sovereign countries. In fact, Obama gave a UN speech just a month ago where he said we've got to give up national sovereignty. Can we find that clip, too? That Americans have to be ready to give up their sovereignty to an international group. Do I know you're finishing an edit in there of like 4 minutes of world leaders calling for global government, but I want to add at the beginning, Obama's last speech of the UN, just type into YouTube. We have the clip. It's Obama says America must give up sovereignty. And he says, listen, it's tough for me at home. I got a bunch of backwards scum, basically, and I'm there trying to sell them on global government. There it is. Obama tells the UN giving up freedom enhances American security. And the date on that was, my memory was a month ago, it was September 20th. So it was more than a month ago. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Obama thinks U.S. sovereignty overrated, should cede freedoms to UN. I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action enhances our security. I mean, listen, Ted Bundy would get 16-year-old girls in his yellow Volkswagen. He bought it because it was non-threatening. He wear little gray suits and act nerdy, even handsome, and say, hey, I'd like to take you out for some ice cream in a movie. And they were young girls. He knew not to target older ones that were smart or worldly. And he'd get them in the car, and he'd take them, and he'd say, listen, I got a gun. I'm going to blow your head off, bitch. But if you put these handcuffs on, I'm going to be real nice. And he's, listen, bitch, I'm going to call you a racist and blow your head off, okay, and send a SWAT team. This is what the media is doing. You don't put these frickin' handcuffs on. She put the handcuffs on, he'd right in the nose. Good. You come with me. He held her by the hair and drive her to his house with a basement. He'd drive in that garage. He'd take her in there for a good 2 weeks of hardcore torture. That's what Obama just told you. Listen, you give up a little bit of freedom of action, You let me tie your arms and legs up, I'm going to take real good care of you. You understand me? There's no world government. We love you, okay? And when we're not knee-deep in blood rituals, we're going to take care of you. I'm showing you their spirit. Oh, you'll not get away from America. We almost had you. They're all just panicking. This Jones tells it like it is. His spirit trumps us. What do? They're in panic mode right now. Because I see them for the scum they are, the little gremlin rats. And Obama was so shaken and slow when he sat there and said all that. Because he knows he said too much 2 months ago about we world government. So now we're just going to have all new promos about Americanism versus globalism. Show what globalism is versus nationalism. And then show them, lecture you, that it does not exist. Three New York Times articles. So many of them, I can't even read them all. I read two of them. Saying world government doesn't exist. Globalism. Even globalism doesn't exist. In fact, print me the definition of globalism before they change it. They'll probably say it doesn't exist now. Globalism is the modern world system set up by David Rockefeller. It came out of the Bretton Woods Agreement. It's taught in all graduate student political classes. But they say it doesn't exist. Also print me global government definition and global governance definition. I mean, you read the Council on Foreign Relations bi-monthly book, Foreign Affairs. You read the Washington Post publication on foreign affairs. You read, it's all global government, global governance. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's how we're going to take over. Here's how we're going to control the infrastructure. Here's how we're going to end the family. Everyone live in 200-square-foot control pods under total surveillance. I mean, you're reading this stuff. And this is them, right? And we're putting fluoride in the water, but it hasn't lowered fertility enough. We've got to increase it, but the public will complain. So we've got to ridicule those that talk about it and call it conspiracy. And you're just reading the total criminal battle plan. And they just count on you not being able to take the truth. And it's so compartmentalized, only the big scientists and social engineers, scientists run the New World Order. And they think you're all animals, and then they got politicians that kind of control it and have the wealth. But it is scientists that are actually running it. I mean, they actually come up with the policies that fit into the larger cosmology. And, man, it is nasty. You know, the Nazis were scientific. And it's super cold-blooded, folks. And the decision's been made that you're an animal and you don't have a right to exist. Then they help turn our young people into the equivalent of giant 300-pound toddlers. And then when they put memos out at over 100 major universities, there's articles on Infowars.com from mainstream news, which reported like it's a good thing. Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, they're like, well, if Trump does win tonight, we need you to come to the counselors. We're going to have cry-ins. That's what they're called. There's going to be Play-Doh and coloring books, and we're going to have Tinker Toys. I'm not joking, Tinker Toys. And then 20-year-old people go and learn to roll around and be pathetic to be conquered. You want to know what global 21st century warfare looks like? You're seeing it, folks. Absolute total warfare with hardcore mercs who were into the psychopathic behavior running the show. So, I mean, Noam Chomsky, they have this whole leftist university-funded combine that exposes the corporations and how they run it and how it's bad. The answer is more big government, more leftist institutions. And, you know, he tells you the truth, but then the answer is tyranny. And then he says owning guns is racist and all this stuff to conquer us. And then he says the Republican Party has become the most dangerous organization in world history. That's right. To the technocrat scientific group that's creating a breakaway civilization and is the truest form of elitism and racism against the entire of humanity. And Noam Chomsky has been down the bowels of this thing, a veritable gnome, pissing on everyone. And he thinks he's better than you, and he can't stand. You're almost out of his grasp. He just cannot stand the Renaissance. It is burning him up at every single level. The pseudo-intellectual. I mean, I could write one of his books in 2 days, but just add the foppish leftism to it. Just bang out this pseudo-intellectual tribe. Everyone just logic, oh, you're so intellectual. Oh, you have liver spots and curly hair, and you kind of waddle around and talk slow. Oh, wow. Thank you for everything, Noam Chomsky. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done in the universities and this whole corporate wrecked garbage. See, they don't want the rise of men. They don't want individualism. They want centralized control so these people that have insecurity issues can mount our heads on the wall metaphorically. So populism's taking over the world. Oh, no, populism, what's popular? Remember George Will? You're not going to have a mere plurality or majority run things. We have a sovereign party of sovereignty. You can't have Trump. The White House has already stabbed Trump in the back. He didn't know how bad the White House was. He didn't know all the work. He didn't know anything. No, he was gracious because there's transcripts coming out, and there's already partial ones where he's like, oh, Trump's all, and Obama's like, it's really hard with 4,000 people. It'll be hard for you to run it. I mean, that guy's got hundreds of thousands working for him. And Trump's like, oh, my guess. That's how he talks to his enemies. Oh, thank you for teaching me, Obama. Thank you for teaching me how I work 18 hours a day and am a bull and I'm self-made, and you're this little CIA nothing. So, here's Bloomberg. Populism takes over the world. Oh, no. When you first encounter the word populism, oh, they're teaching everyone what it means. You might just say it doesn't exist, then. You might think it's close to cousins of democracy with all the positive connotations that go along with it. And for some, it may well seem a purveyor of the process by which politicians harness the will of the majority. And they go on about how dangerous and fascist and evil it is. And we've got Obama and we've got Noam Chomsky and we've got everybody here. Just, oh, so elitist, so hanging on their every word, talking very softly, like this is incredible knowledge they're imparting to us. An American first doctrine, Trump. But then, of course, again, I'm going to cover this the next hour. Here it is. Just one of the New York Times articles. Globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. That's like saying, if you claim that on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., at the end of it is the Capitol, can you believe these people? It's like the New York Times in 2008 literally wrote that I was in Chantilly, Virginia, imagining black helicopters and Marines and troops and Secret Service and Hillary and Obama meeting in secret and Richard N. Haas coming out and flipping me off. And, I mean, all this is on video. The head of the CFR at the time. None of this existed. All on HD video. They said that I was having a full-on schizophrenic hallucination. Now, you talk about a con game, man. You imagine telling your readers that I'm insane and that it doesn't exist takes a lot of huevos, a lot of chutzpah. And I guess as long as it held with the readers, by the way, the bottom's fallen out of the New York Times. Their subscriptions and profit in the third quarter dropped. You can look this up, 97.5%. And a bunch of other newspapers did as well. You're gone. You told everybody there was no way Trump could be elected. You just kept saying it 50,000 times a week, over and over again, drooling sycophantically. Everyone already hated you and thought you were a joke. CNN, all, but now you're tripling down. Globalism, this global system, how we must embrace globalism and how it's good to have corporations run everything and global carbon taxes and global standardization, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't exist now. And it gets worse. Stephen Bannon and Alex Jones are racist. That's right. There's no quotes. There's no proof. There's no nothing. It's just, we are. And thank God that we've got the New York Times there to save us. And it just goes on to say Trump believes in this imaginary thing where we all have one-sided trade deals for special interests to rape us. Yeah, it'll be real imaginary when he puts us on the same standards as China for coal power plants and your electricity drops. And watch what happens there, more jobs. Real simple crap like that you say doesn't exist. I'll never forget just 5, 6 years ago they would deny carbon taxes existed. And then suddenly they started admitting they existed. I mean, this whole game they play. So we're going to come back and get into just the idiocy of their minions, of their servants, when they're talking about how they're going to battle the ignorance of nationalists when your supporters literally are the biggest disenfranchised victim, sad but still dangerous buffoons this world's ever seen. Now, before I go any further, we are running some really great specials, and it's more important than ever to support this broadcast. You can see how InfoWars pays off for you and your family. You get over-the-top, high-quality products that we investigate and personally use, and you support an organization that is completely committed to battling fearlessly for your freedom and our freedom together. We are brothers and sisters of every race, color, and creed, wanting self-determination. And I always use the word win-win, but it's a good term to use. And they make the point in the movie Arrival that's, I think, a good film with a good message overall, even though it's got Chinese propaganda, communist propaganda in it, of course, but what movie doesn't now? They've taken over, basically. Everybody should know how deep we are under globalism already. But a zero-sum game, a win-win. And I'm always about a win-win. Civilization is about a win-win. The more you have a win-win, the more you have a civilization. A 360 win is what everyone should want. And I, at a Christian level, spiritual level, it's not like something I do compulsively. I do it innately. That believe in win-win. I just am so nice. I'm so helpful. I'm so giving. I'm so sharing in my personal life. But not. And then I found out weak, evil people always think I must be weak because I was being so nice. So I've learned to withhold that from people that don't deserve it. Because if you give the average scumbag, we're going to skip this break, you give the average programmed person this win-win, they take it as a weakness. They take it that, oh, I must betray this person as quickly as possible. I'm going to skip this break. I must metaphysically cut their head off as fast as I can and then kill the golden goose because they were taught how to not live in civilization in a zero-sum game. They were caught to live in a pie system where the pie is so many grams and so many inches wide and so many inches deep, and that's it forever. And they teach you that if someone else is getting something, you're losing. Not that, oh, my God, there's a big middle-class neighborhood being built nearby, and there's people with money moving in. I should go get a piece of property down the road. They're going to build that way in a few years. I bet they'll put a gas station there. I bet I can sell that property for three times what it's worth. No. You get mad and then get pissed that people with money are moving in. And that's why you're a loser. Or you don't get involved in the discussions from day one about what's built where, so you're a major player in the whole system when it comes in. No. You just remove yourself and then let the government run your life when it's there to absolutely give you the minimum to keep you under their control. But then you're all pissed with the government, thinking it's your mommy, your daddy, but pissed at everyone else you see doing well because they're not under the false program you're living in. So they inflict their minions with psychological wounds. And they don't understand why they're so desperate. They don't understand why they're so unhappy. They don't understand why things just get worse and worse. They keep doubling, tripling, quadrupling down the past lies. They keep serving the system more and more. They keep buying into the next level that's supposedly going to deliver them all this. They don't look at Venezuela or Cuba or other communist countries like North Korea or what happened in Russia or China. They don't look at how it creates abject hell. All they know is that if they could get something free from someone else, they could win. Zero-sum game. They don't understand 360 win, a term I coined. Now, that is utopia. A 360 win is utopia. It's a singularity of a zero-sum game where when we capture the understanding of energy and matter, then it will only be intellect and vision and creativity that will be the currency. And imagine that. That's what you can call heaven. The problem is, for free will to exist, there must always be the will to be destructive and bad. And so we will never reach a perfect nirvana in this third, fourth dimension plane. Every ancient culture said we will transcend to a fifth, sixth dimension. The enemy tells you all day that doesn't exist because they are continually at war with that. Because they understand it's a zero-sum ascension. But they're always trying to interface with it to get knowledge from the ether so they can use it in this lower plane to dominate everyone. This is the big secret. These are fallen people, folks. They're scum. Now, can Trump actually deliver even 10% of a zero-sum game to everybody? A 360 win? That's up to us. But his spirit... He's aggressive. He's dominant. He doesn't want to be pushed around. He likes to dominate other powerful scumbags. He likes to hunt them. I guess I looked up the zodiac. Not that I believe any of this, but it's fun. I guess he's a Gemini and a Chinese zodiac. He's a dog. I've been calling him a lion or a bull, but he is a dog. What has more energy and keeps going and going and going and going and is committed? If you call Trump anything, he's dogged. But that's my biggest compliment is that man is like a hound. That man never stops. That man's a sheepdog. And that's it. Trump loves people. Everybody I know that knows him for years and his employees and everybody, as long as you're genuine and not a scumbag, he will end up promoting you and trying to build. But you cross Trump, he then wants to bring you down. And not out of some vindictiveness, but it's a non-zero-sum game. A non-zero-sum game is a win-win. I'm saying a zero-sum game, but a non-zero-sum game. I'm teleprompter-free, folks, and I'm here just coming from the heart. But absolutely, a non-zero-sum game, a zero-sum game would be reading having numbers. But, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. A non-zero-sum game is what I'm getting at, a system where you transcend that. The problem is all the utopia pushers tell you, we'll let a giant central computer run our lives. It'll tell us what we do, who we are, what we're going to be in our lives, and it will dole out the resources. And the average person who hasn't lived very much thinks, oh, that sounds great. My mommy will divide the pizza up evenly. No, the ultimate hell on earth would be the Zeitgeist movement with a central computer telling you what you do. Plus, who programs the central computer? That's a technocracy. That's the system they're selling as a, quote, grassroots movement. But that's why the New York Times and the UN endorsed it, because it's such a horrible system. And I was told by Peter Joseph in an interview like 8-9 years ago, he said, you will be sent to a re-education camp if you don't accept this. And then he told everybody he never said that, even though we have the interview where he says you'll be sent to a re-education camp. You'll be re-educated. They will not ever be truthful with you, and if they slip up, they'll then deny it. This is about them deciding your destiny. Peter Joseph, Noam Chomsky, Hillary Clinton, David Rockefeller, the globalists. It's about them being gods, them arranging humans in the shapes and systems they want. Look at the North Korean displays. I want a non-zero-sum game, a non-zero-sum game, a true 360 win, transcending the control arms, transcending the system, which we'll never truly attain, but one-tenth of attaining it is heaven, compared to what these globalists want to set up. But let's show the dumbed-down throngs of desperate people drinking fluoride, eating GMO their whole lives, watching TV all day, lifestyles of the rich and famous, making themselves feel inadequate because they can't ever attain something that doesn't even really exist, and that those Hollywood people are the most unhappy folks anywhere, planting a garden, loving their husband or wife, going and helping people, being involved, building things, enjoying themselves, enjoying the beauty God gave us. All of this would help them begin to transcend the ugly enemy that seeks to shutter our minds and force us into their matrix-like fake TV land proto-matrix. Let's go to that clip.
Racist, anti-gay. Donald Trump is not okay. Racist, sexist, anti-gay. Donald Trump is not okay.
We're no longer going to be silent. We're going to take to the streets. We're no longer going to let people get away with their racistness, their bigotry, their hate against gays and trans and people of color. We're no longer going to accept it. We're going to stand up like we should have been doing years ago, and we're going to fight for the rights that we should have as human beings. It's power in numbers, and it's power when people agree that we're tired of the injustice. We're no longer going to sit around. So you can look at the change. You can see it in Chicago. You can see it in L.A. You can see it in New York. We're no longer going to sit and let anything just happen to us. We have a voice, and we're going to use it.
We're going to break, but imagine, folks, they believe TV, they believe the quotes that Donald Trump calls them stupid, that he said things about Mexicans he never did, all out of context. They really have been filled full of race consciousness themselves, totally hyped up with it, and then there's a backlash against it, and they want to say it's all white racism. Well, the same white people that voted in Barack Obama voted in Donald J. Trump. And these folks don't want prosperity. Their whole identity is being victims. Imagine how sad that is. Their identity, the air they breathe, is how they've been wronged. That's their possession. That's who they are. They've had their destiny stolen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.